Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, look, it's Friday, Mark.
Already, the weekend is upon us.
Yes, it is. And in case you missed it, we talked about it earlier, but the section of 16th Street in front of the White House has now been officially named Black Lives Matter Plaza.
Wow.
What do you think about the president looking out and seeing that?
Hey, man, I know he's mad.
Oh, boy.
Yes. You say Larry's?
Yes. Okay, look, so D.C. is getting ready for what could be the largest crowds yet that we have seen during these demonstrations after the killing of George Floyd. D.C. police already announcing several street closures, and we're talking from 5 in the morning until 11:59 p.m. at night. Don't park there. You know, we're really not going anywhere these days anyway, but the streets are wide open, and yes, they will be probably packed with people. Should be a big day. My prayer, it is a peaceful demonstration, no distractions for people to talk about, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And look, real change is happening. In Minnesota, they've just announced that police are banned now from using choke holds again in the wake of Mr. Floyd's death, and they also have to, police have to report and intervene anytime they see unauthorized use of force by another officer.
Okay.
So that's some real change that we're seeing right now, right?
Yep.
Some real change. And speaking of real change, you know, I was really impressed to talk with the young senator from Maryland today, Will Smith Jr., Maryland State Senator. He's released a memo calling for real change, 8 points. Here are some of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, disclosure of officers' personnel records. Because often it's like, okay, what's in the past? Goodness knows it's splashed everywhere if you had a traffic accident and you were hurt by the police, right?
Yeah.
So enhanced training, changes to use of force, also demilitarization of police forces. I'm not sure exactly what all that would entail, but these are just some of the points that he's talking about. And I think it's really positive, right?
Yes.
And also, we have to say, rest in peace. We aren't talking about Breonna Taylor a lot, but it would have been her 27th birthday today. She also was killed by police brutality in Louisville, Kentucky. A probe has been opened by the FBI into her death.
There's a lot of moving parts, but it does feel like there's some
hopeful
and progress.
That's what we're talking about, hope in this, and change, real change. That's my timeline.
And coming up, CeeLo Green joins us in the 4 o'clock hour on WHUR.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.